I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth goes to Orleans to learn about harvesting razor clams.
Until about a decade ago, local shellfishermen didn't really bring razor clams to market. Razors are those long, thin clams, the ones about 6 inches long that look like an old-fashioned straight razor. They're hard to harvest. The shells are almost paper thin and break easily when you hit them with a clam rake. And razor clams are fast. They can easily outdig a clammer's hands. But about 10 years ago, Cape Codders learned about an Irish harvesting method called salting. These days, Ron Brunel works at a shellfish plant in Eastham. That's where I met him. But when he was a kid, he went salting for razor clams with his dad.
He'd just have a barge tied to the back of me, and I'd pull his salt around for him.
Salting works by squirting very salty water into the razor clams' burrows. Razor clams are really sensitive to salt, so it irritates them, and they try to climb out.
Be a bunch of little indents, kind of like a Swiss cheese. And what we do is we had a circulator pump running in a little bucket that I fill with salt water, and I just constantly keep dumping the salt in and stirring it up. And then it was simple enough of just getting a pump, and I took an old garden sprayer nozzle, and I ran it probably about 50 feet of line or a hose. You spray 100 holes, and then you walk forward, and you pick them all up again. It's probably the least labor-intensive way to go shellfishing that exists.
Ron Brunel and his dad did their salting in Pleasant Bay in Orleans. And the labor was so easy and the money was so good that between 2000 and 2005, the number of licensed razor clammers in the town went up 1,000%.
It was pretty much you get your limit every single day, and 600 pounds at $2, and it's unbelievable.
Initially, the demand came mainly from Asian markets in Boston and New York. Once salting caught on, the harvest really took off.
It was such a brand new thing that I don't even think there was a size limit, so realistically, almost, let's say, 95% of all the razors that were in Pleasant Bay got scooped up in a 5 to 6 year period. There's only a few guys in the beginning, but then once everybody figured it out, there was everybody and their nieces and nephews and their daughters.
For the past few years, there haven't been many razor clams around. I asked the Orleans shellfish constable if he was worried about the population, but he said no. Razor populations vary quite a bit, even without harvesting. And this year, the numbers are back up. Ron Brunel says the shellfish plant where he works moves about 400 pounds a week to local restaurants. Unlike most clams, the meat in a razor clam fills the shell, and they're getting popular with chefs.
If you've ever eaten a raw bay scallop, it's very similar. I've only ever tried them raw. I've never had them cooked. But, you know, some people, they saute them in beer with butter and garlic. I guess like a darker beer. Or you can just steam them like any odd steamer.
I tried razor clams for the first time the other night, cooked under the broiler with olive oil, salt, and Parmesan cheese. They were sweet and delicious. And the texture reminded me of squid. You can learn more about going out yourself to harvest razor clams and find that recipe for broiled razor clams with Parmesan cheese on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see a video of a razor clam getting salted and popping up out of its burrow. That's at capeandislands.org, along with our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.